We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Dave, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, and Cleveland is doing great. I know you guys have been watching this Browns dust, and you've been getting a bird's eye view. And I'll tell you what, man, they are a lot of fun to watch on both sides of the ball.
The Browns used to be, Dave, for years, the Browns were completely useless in recent years. Outside of that 1 year from Trent Richardson, they'd basically been useless from a fantasy perspective. And now you got Hyde. Now you got a Baker in a two-quarterback league, at least. Now you got, Njoku in a deep league, even though he hasn't been great. Certainly Hyde. Carlos Hyde. I said Landry, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't hear Landry.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good. It's a fun team to watch. Their DST is even getting attention. And let's put it this way. There are teams around the NFL that would trade places with the Browns.
Yes.
And it used to be that the Browns would trade places with anybody.
True.
And now they're the ones that are the up-and-coming team, 500, lots of optimism around. It's great.
4-1, Dave.
And that's great too.
4-1.
You want to ask
Adam the Bull his record in our league?
Go ahead. I bet it's not as big as yours.
It's 3-2, but I got more points, Dave. I'm about to pass him next week.
Points don't matter, Bull.
They will. We play each other in 2 weeks. That's going to be the big matchup.
I'm not talking to you at all during the show. I can't talk to him during the week. I'm taking the week off.
Can't talk
to the enemy.
Are you enjoying it now a little bit more?
No,
not at all. No, I hate it.
He's a hater. It's embarrassing.
It's just too much, Dave. You know. I mean, listen, if I win some cash, it'll be fun.
I just won some cash last night, baby.
Let me take that back, Dave. You know the fun part is? The fun part is kicking Bull's ass every day.
Yeah, but he hasn't kicked my ass once. We haven't played yet. All right, hold on.
I'm 4-1. What's your record?
3-2.
Okay.
It's only 5 weeks in, buddy.
That's all we have to go off of.
More with Dave in a sec. First, let's do this. That sound means it's time for this hour's Pigskin Payout Code Word. Your chance to win $1,000. Text the code word PACK, P-A-C-K, to 72881, or go to www.entercomcontest.com. The code word is PACK. Get it in by the end of the hour. Don't text and drive. Message data rates apply. It's the Pigskin Payout National Contest right here on The Fan. All right, Dave. So how about this? In my keeper league last week, which is a 12-team league, but we have like 20-man rosters, so there's not much on free agency. On Sunday morning, I was like, I had an empty roster spot. I was like, who am I going to grab? I picked up Wendell Smallwood. How about that?
Oh.
And how big a free agent is he on the waiver wire today?
Well, you just beat your entire league to him. He's the number one guy to get off waivers. And the good news is you might have him on your team, Bull, but he's available in 90% of CBS Sports League. So setting your waivers tonight, he's the number one guy. And Corey Clement, if he's out there, he's the number two guy, but he's already owned in about two-thirds of CBS Sports Leagues. The third guy is Alfred Morris. He's owned in about 50-50. So, really, Smallwood is going to be that top target, and I like him the best out of all of Philadelphia's running backs. You know, they've got a lot of guys that can catch the ball. Smallwood's one of them. Smallwood has a great rushing average so far this season. He's really played a lot better over the past couple of weeks, and he's a little bit more physical. So I wonder if they give him a chance in short yardage and goal line situations that they would almost never give to Darren Sproles, and he's on the shelf anyway. But also Corey Clement might be a little bit behind him in that regard as well. So Smallwood is the one who's playing hot right now. Hopefully he can keep it up for a long time. I definitely like him as a number two running back this week against the Giants. Whether you need him or not, go pick up Wendell Smallwood.
Dave Richard, our CBS Sports fantasy football guru. Dave, Alvin Kamara has been, since the start of last year, one of the best fantasy players there is, especially if you're in a PPR, but no matter what. Yet last night, with Mark Ingram back, he got very little, he had no game. He barely even touched the ball. Even though he played great all last year with Ingram, should Kamara owners be panicking right now?
Absolutely not. It's the worst, most overreactionary thing to do is get freaked out because Mark Ingram's back. You know, 4 weeks ago, or for the last 4 weeks before this game, Kamara was getting over 20 touches a game. And I don't think the Saints are really comfortable with giving him that much work. So it just turned out that the Week 5 game was a blowout. Drew Brees had his celebratory game. Ingram scored 2 touchdowns. He looked good, by the way. And they didn't need Alvin Kamara in that game. But they're going to need him for plenty of other games this season. If you have Alvin Kamara, anybody that comes at you with a low ball offer, laugh in their face. He's going to be good.
All right, Dave. Let's talk some tight end, right? Tight end's been a weird position this year. It's been unreliable. There's been injuries. You know, not a lot of guys scoring a lot of points. But there's some interesting guys right now. I in one of my deep leagues, I picked up C.J. Uzama last week. The Cowboys guy, whose name is escaping me right now, is Jeff Swaim. Thank you, Austin Hooper. I know O.J. Howard's a little banged up, but he's interesting. I don't know when he's gonna be back. I don't know if you can trust Greg Olsen, although he might be back this week. What are you making of Njoku? We mentioned before. There's some ups. He's got some talent, but he hasn't really put it together. What do you make of some of these interesting tight end options?
Well, first of all, I don't know how many of them are going to follow in Eric Ebron's footsteps and become regular starters where you're going to go with them no matter what. Some guys are already there. Kyle Rudolph, Jared Cook, Jimmy Graham, those guys, if you've got them already on your fantasy team. I'll throw George Kittle in there too. Yeah, they're worth it. They're going to continue to do it. I'll give you a guy who you can pick up. He's out there in like 75% of CBS Sports leagues who could end up being the next good one, and that's Cameron Brate of the Tampa Bay Bucks. Jameis is now under center for Tampa Bay. He's always had a penchant for leaning on his tight end. Brate's been the one who's done the best out of all the ones he's worked with throughout the years. It wouldn't be surprising in the least to see him do well, especially in a matchup that should be high scoring this week against the Falcons. And moving forward, we don't know when O.J. Howard will be back. When he does come back, Jameis never really seemed to connect with him the same way that he connected with Cameron Brate. So that's a name that you can turn to. Now, as for the other names that you talked about, the Njokus and Hoopers of the world, you know, I feel like when you start them, you've got to hope that they score a touchdown. And if they do, that's got to be good enough for your fantasy team. Last year, if you scored 7 fantasy points in a non-PPR league, you were a good tight end. So I think that's kind of the standard that you have to look for. And if you're streaming tight ends, that's just what you've got to target from week to week until you find a guy, so you find your version of Eric Ebron, and you've got your tight end starter for the rest of the way.
If you're a James Conner owner, what are you doing with the Le'Veon Bell situation kind of up in the air? And that eventually it seems like he's going to play. What are you doing?
Unless he gets traded.
Yeah, unless he gets traded.
Well, there's a chance he gets traded. I'm not sure if it's a very high chance that he ends up getting traded. But Le'Veon has treated this whole situation very weirdly. So I don't want to count on anything that I've heard. I know it sounds great that he's going to be back.
What have you heard, Dave Richard?
Week 7.
What have you heard?
Sure.
What have you heard?
That he could be back by week 7.
No, I know, but I mean, you said how he's handled the situation. You think he's in shape? He's going to get ready to go?
I don't know. And that's part of the problem. Yeah. We don't know if he's in shape. When's the last time a guy missed half the football season?
Never.
And came back and was a rock star?
Never.
And when's the last time a team welcomed a guy back with open arms? Like the Steelers, you think they're really going to let him come back and be, you know, the hero all over again, especially if James Conner continues to play well? If you're trading James Conner, I would only give him up if someone's giving you the moon for him, and no one should give up the moon for James Conner. Like, we've talked about James Conner or Kenny Galladay. Which would you rather rest the season?
Right.
And it's crazy, but I think it's Galladay. What about James Conner or Jordan Howard? Now, Howard's done next to nothing this year.
Yep.
But you'd still rather have him because you know what his role is in Chicago, and you figure that he won't have many weeks like he had back in week 4. He can still be a good, consistent starting running back for you. I think Conner comes into play if you've got Le'Veon Bell and you want to make an offer to just to pair these two guys up. But otherwise, I've got Conner on a bunch of my teams. I'm riding him out until it looks like he won't be there. I do think there's a chance, though, that the Steelers just kind of put up a wall around Le'Veon and say, you know what, buddy? You left us. You didn't want to be a part of our team. We're not going to use you nearly as much as maybe fantasy owners would like or maybe your fans would like, and we're just going to keep going with James Conner until he proves that he's not good anymore.
We're talking with Dave Richard, our fantasy football guru. Matt asks, should he trade Jones or Thielen? Jones. Which Jones? Julio.
Probably Julio.
I guess yeah. Julio. For Sony Michel and Mark Ingram. He says he has all Sean Ridley and Deshaun Jackson, and now, Fournette's hurt, but he shouldn't do that, right?
You know, yeah. What he could do, I don't even know if he's got a receiver that I would trade. I don't know if I would trade Julio straight up for either of those running backs. And I'm a big fan of Sony Michel, and I like what I saw from Mark Ingram. But you've got to figure that Julio puts it together. You know, he hasn't even had an end zone target since week one. It's kind of pathetic when you think about it. But the Falcons are, Matt Ryan at the very least, isn't throwing at him when he's double covered. Defenses are forcing Ryan to go in a different direction, and that's part of the reason why Calvin Ridley got off to a hot start, why Mohamed Sanu has been great the past couple of weeks, why Austin Hooper had almost 10 catches on Sunday.
Yeah.
So until they come across a defense that just won't double-team Julio or can't contain Julio even with a double-team, this is going to continue to happen. Now, the good news is Julio has an amazing track record against Tampa Bay. I would be stunned if he doesn't have one of his best games of the year this week. And again, which should be a high-scoring game between the Bucs and the Falcons, Julio should come through for everybody.
Trade, did you do this one already about the quarterback trade bowl?
No, go ahead.
Breeze or Big Ben needs running back.
Try and trade Big Ben.
Okay.
Now that's going to be a little bit hard on your team because Breeze is on bye this week. So maybe you just set up a trade and then you execute it next week. So you can use Roethlisberger this week against the Bengals because Breeze is on bye. But I think Breeze right now, you've got to figure he's the best quarterback in fantasy the rest of the season.
Speaking of trades, Dave, I just wanted to share this with you. That last week in my keeper league, I made the biggest blockbuster I've ever made in the history of fantasy football.
Wow.
I traded Drew Brees, Melvin Gordon, Amari Cooper, and Jarvis Landry for Tom Brady, Alvin Kamara, and Kenny Golladay. Now, I know on paper it sounds like I got the short end. But it's a keeper league. Golladay and Kamara have amazing keeper contracts, and all the guys I traded can't be kept.
So I guess because of the keeper contract,
yeah,
that trade is great for you, and it should be good for your squad the rest of those players' contracts or careers or however it works in your league. But you're right. Like, if on face value in a regular fantasy league, you got O's.
Yeah, well, my team's 1-4, so I got an eye on next year. I got an eye on next year. But anyway.
All right, and this is just something that people do in leagues where you trade into the future. Is if you're 1-4, 0-5, it's over, baby. You got to make a move on to something else and got to start planning for the following season.
To put it into perspective, I now have Kamara at $15 and Golladay at $15, and Le'Veon Bell went for $73 in the draft this past year.
I mean, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
I can't believe somebody let go of I guess I could kind of see somebody do that with Golladay, but Kamara at 15?
Right.
Especially, like, I would want even more than what you gave
me. I know. Yeah, exactly. All right, let's get some more fan questions here. Pick two in PPR, Emmanuel Sanders, Keenan Allen, or Alshon Jeffrey?
I'm going to say Jeffrey of that group.
Pick two.
He's
saying pick two. Pick two.
Right, so I'm sitting Alshon.
Oh, you're sitting out Alshon.
The other two are the ones that you go with.
Gotcha. This guy says, as a James Conner owner, I also own Kareem Hunt, Joe Mixon, and Isaiah Crowell. Should I trade Kareem Hunt for Le'Veon Bell in a non-PPR?
No, you're paying too much for Le'Veon Bell. And I just got done talking about how it's starting to seem a little bit more and more unlikely that Le'Veon's just going to show up in week 7, and then week 8 he's going to just take off and be that main back for Pittsburgh.
Pineapple Finger Guns, which is a great Twitter handle, says, my running back situation is awful. Fournette is out. His running backs are Mike Davis, Chubb, and Jamal Williams. He needs a deep sleeper or two to target on waivers, half-point PPR.
Well, I mean, this is the perfect week to go for it. I already talked about Wendell Smallwood, Corey Clement, Alfred Morris. What about Nyheim Hines of the Indianapolis Colts? Got 15 carries against the Patriots, and he's going to get a lot of catches on top of that. And there's a couple of other interesting running backs that you might be able to find off the waiver wire this week. There's Ronald Jones, who fantasy owners can speculate on. Latavius Murray might get another start this week. He's got a nice matchup against Arizona. And this one's kind of gross, but Alfred Blue of the Houston Texans looked like
he's still playing, huh?
I got him. I started him in one of my leagues this week.
And he had 8 catches.
Yeah.
Like, totally crazy that the Texans won't lean on Lamar Miller for 8 catches in a game, but they did with Alfred Blue. It's just one of those out-of-nowhere things. And if that were to continue, which I don't know if it would, but 4 or 5 catches on top of 15 to 20 carries, if Blue is the main back for Houston, that's not a bad thing.
I actually benched Alex Collins for Blue this past week, and it worked out.
Although, that's great.
Although in my other league, I benched Isaiah Crowell. Ooh.
Yeah.
and get 200 yards.
I like Joel this week. There's a good little equation that you can use after Monday night, where if a team plays on Monday night and goes on the road the following week, they tend to struggle. And that's what happened to the Broncos. It was a perfect situation for Crowell to rip them apart.
All right, I could answer this one pretty easily, but Joey asked, should he trade Josh Gordon for Connor?
I think that's actually close, believe it or not.
Really?
If you need running back help now, yeah. And that's the kind of deal that I think you might have to settle for with Connor if you're set on trading him, which might mean that you're not.
So I wouldn't trade him.
Trade him, Connor. Right, I wouldn't either.
No.
I'd rather have Connor, but it's close between those two.
Would you start, assuming Chris Thompson plays, Matt asks, would you start Alfred Morris over Chris Thompson or Tariq Cohen this week?
I would in a non-PPR league. If that would change in a PPR format, I'd go with Thompson ahead of Cohen. This, you know, the last time the Bears played, it was a great matchup for Chicago to use Cohen because the Bucs' pass defense was bad. They didn't have the speed in the back end. They found ways to scheme up Cohen. Cohen will still figure somewhere between 6 and 10 touches.
Yeah.
But this game sets up a little bit better for Jordan Howard to kind of play physical and be that bully running back against the Dolphins defense.
Dave, I know he got banged up this past week, but why are the Lions not giving Kerryon Johnson more carries?
You know, that's a coaching thing. Philosophically, they like using two or three different backs to try and keep them all fresh and healthy. Just imagine what Kerryon Johnson's fantasy value would be if LeGarrette Blount didn't play in the game and it ended up being Kerryon Johnson rumbling for two touchdowns, getting some good yardage on top of it. It is incredibly frustrating to see an old back like Blount get as many carries as Kerryon Johnson and not do anything with it.
Nothing.
You have to keep the faith with Kerryon and just use him as a number two running back.
Rashad Penny worth keeping in a keeper league?
In a keeper league?
For next year.
Yeah, sure. But only for that reason. In a regular league, no, you can let him go.
All right, Dave. Good stuff as always. When's the new trade chart up?
It was out about 7 hours ago.
Oh, really?
So if you're looking to make a deal, you want to see what you can get for James Conner, go ahead and use that trade chart. Or if you're a commissioner of a fantasy league, you can use the trade chart to judge whether or not a deal is fair or not.
Again, the trade chart's great because it calculates a numerical value for every player or every good player. And this way it lets you know if you're making a good trade, if it makes sense.
Right. The great players are worth anywhere between 20 and 40, maybe even close to 50.
Yeah.
The good players are in the teens, and the junk is the rest.
Last one real quick, Sony Michel or Juju Smith-Schuster?
What are you talking about, for PPR?
Andrew, he didn't say it. He didn't say it. He just asked Sony Michel or Juju.
I guess if I'm using one for this week, I'm going to go with Sony.
Dave?
And non-PPR,
Good stuff as always, man.
I appreciate it, Bull.
Dave,
and Dustin, congratulations.
He's 4-1.
It's just too easy, Dave.
He won't be bragging by the end of the year.
I can tell you're putting in the time. You're studying all the matchups. You're watching the film. You are a diehard fantasy football junkie, sir.
Thanks to you, my friend.
I wish that was true.
Thanks to you.
His team's actually pretty good, actually.
Yeah. It's a damn good team.
Not better than mine, but it's pretty good.
Yeah, we'll see at the end of the year.
All right, Dave.
Thanks, Dave.
I hope this gets you hooked, Dustin. I hope
it might. Listen, anytime I can beat Bulls, it's a lot of fun.
Dave, we'll talk to you later, buddy.
All right, buddy.
Be good, fellas.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.